Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me warmly welcome His Excellency and the head of the delegation and all delegation members. Namaste, Supa Bihani, Swagatam. I want to underline a deep respect to Madame Vandana Rana for her important contribution for the development of the women's rights in the world as a high-level expert and public figure. You must understand the need for temporary special measures to be introduced as they are essential to secure equal opportunities in participation and competition in various fields of social life, where social health and economic burdens may be placed on women as a result of gender stereotypes of their role in maternity and different sides of women's rights protection. At the same time, we have the legislation, especially not just Article 4, the same time General Recommendations 25, which including a special temporary special measures in different understanding. Article of Constitution 38.5 stipulates women shall have the rights of obtaining special opportunities, education, health, employment, and social security on the basis of positive discrimination. A very good change in the legislation during the 6 years. But at the same time, we have the problems of the implementation. I'm not saying just in the parliamentary side, but we say, for example, in the local representation, in municipalities. You have the good woman representation in the municipalities, but what about the heads of the municipalities, woman representation in the district line and the management of the municipalities? Another point is a question about the national minorities and national religion minorities, which is including the same time in your questions. What about